Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Joe Duffy.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at RTE.ie, as I say, I've tweeted that list of the 42. I see one now, there's... Faulty tumble dryers is another one, but that's a different story as far as I can see. Anyway, and at Joe Liveline, I've retweeted the numbers from the Daily Mirror. Okay, 51551. Susan Doyle. Susan, first of all, I don't know what to say to somebody who has migraine. It's such a horrific.
They're desperate. So bad.
And what's happened in your case?
So I attend a neurologist in James's Hospital, and I was prescribed medication. So I've had huge difficulty in the last couple of months trying to get that medication. So the medication I get is Zomig Rapid Fast Melts. Okay. So you put them under your tongue and it melts and it acts really, really fast on the migraine.
Wow.
So my local chemist, I've been going there over 40 years, so they're saying to me now that they're finding it really difficult to get them from suppliers. But today, this morning, I went into another chemist in the locality, asked them, did they have them in stock? They said yes. I went back up to my chemist and one of the girls was able to go up to this other chemist and get them this morning. But every month, Joe, for the last number of months, I'm having huge difficulty getting them. So I'm really suffering. I'm missing out on work. I'm missing out on my family. Because these migraines are just taking over my life.
I mentioned this in the promo. It's called Zomig Rapid Fast Melt. They're on prescription, obviously.
Yes, they're on prescription. So what I do is at the onset of a migraine, I take two, and I take an anti-sickness tablet. And it really acts, that's really, really fast, and it kind of nips the migraine in the bud. So it means I can continue on with my daily life and I'm not so affected by these migraines. But if I get one during the night, which I do quite a lot, I'll wake up during the night with them and I'll be violently ill. So it kind of takes a good few hours, even with the medication, to get on top of the migraine. But when I do get a bout of migraine, it affects my balance, my eyesight, my hearing. And it's like someone got me and really shook my head. Really, really badly. I call it shaken head syndrome because you do be so disorientated. The only thing I can do is go to bed, put a mask over my eyes and a wet flannel on my face and just stay in a dark, quiet room till they subside. But they're debilitating. Mm-hmm. I was hospitalised, over the years with them. They get so bad. And then yesterday I got pain blocks put into the back of my head again. So I've had these a couple of times now. And what they do is they help to reduce the frequency of the migraines. So they don't go completely. They just help to reduce the frequency of the migraines. And they do work, but you still get some migraines throughout the month, So the medication is really important.
And how much supply have you got left at this stage?
Well, today I got the month supply. But that was only because I went into another chemist and I asked, did they have them in stock? But I was without them for a whole month. And then the month prior to that, I got them 3 days before my new prescription was due. So I've been going for weeks and weeks at a time without them.
Have you been given any reason why Zomig Rapid Fast Melt on prescription migraine tablets, why there is a shortage?
No. And the girls and the chemist, they're so good. Mm-hmm. And they try to source them as best they can. Like, they're really, really helpful girls. And they have no explanation either. All they've been told is the supplier, there's a shortage with the supplier. And I was saying, well, could you not look at a different supplier? I emailed, am I allowed to say the name of the pharmacy?
Yeah,
I emailed Lyde's head office a number of times and I've never, ever gotten a response from them, ever. It's always down to the girls, the local girls and the chemist, trying to source them for me, and they're so good.
And fast melt, you put them under your tongue.
Yeah, so you put it under your tongue and it melts really quickly. And I think what my understanding is, it gets into your bloodstream quicker if it's melted under your tongue. And I take that with an anti-sickness tablet.
Because
I do be so ill with the migraines.
And did you always have migraine?
No. I started to get them. My son died 8 years ago. And I started to get them after my son died.
Mm. And what age was he?
17.
And what it was, you believe it was the stress or the impact or the grief? I can't imagine.
I think it was a combination of that. It was a suicide, so it was very unexpected. It was a shock, and you know, you never stop grieving them. You grieve them forever. Life is very different, and I think my grief manifested physically in my migraines.
Oh. When is the last time you had one, Susan? Now, you had to take the tablets, more importantly.
Yes,
thank God. Let's be positive.
Well, I was down to my last three tablets, and I had to take those yesterday. But I was also going into the James's Hospital yesterday to get the injections into my head. So that was a huge relief knowing I was going in there to get that done yesterday. It's not going to stop the migraines, but it will reduce the frequency, hopefully. But they're just so debilitating. You know, if I wake up during the night with one, Joe, I'm just absolutely snookered. So you can't go to work. Mm. You can't function. It takes you till at least lunchtime to kind of come around. And then when you are coming around, you're very disorientated.
Yeah.
You know, your vision is very impaired, my hearing is very impaired, and I feel like it's like you're drunk. You just feel like you're walking all over the place. So it takes you a good while to kind of come around after these bouts of migraine.
And then if there's worry about getting the tablets,
it's stressful because you're sparing them as much as you can. Which I shouldn't be. I should be able to take them, you know, and on the onset of the migraine, or if I wake up with one, I shouldn't have to spare them. My neurologist was really, really clear. You know, you take these at the very, very early onset of a migraine, for them to be effective. But because I'm sparing them and then I'm running out, and then you're just worrying and you're panicking. Oh, God, what if I get a migraine?
I know.
How am I going to cope? Because I was advised by the neurologist not to be taking the likes of other medications like paracetamol or Nurofen, because they actually aggravate the migraines even more. So when I get a migraine, I try to take that advice, but sometimes that's impossible. You know, the migraines are so bad, you take absolutely anything to get rid of the pain.
Oh, Susan, I hope, you're putting people on guard. Zomig Rapid Fast Melt, if you are on them, just double check with your pharmacy that they're going to be able to access them. But you've enough tablets, hopefully you don't have to, but you've enough tablets till the end of the month?
So they'll get me over the Christmas period.
Yeah.
And then my new prescription will be due on January the 4th. So I don't know where I'm going to be on January the 4th when my new prescription is due. And I know they're not going to be there. So again, over the Christmas, I'll spare them, you know.
Yeah. Okay, Susan. I hope you get as much relief as you possibly can.
Thank you. Especially
after what you've gone through. Going through with the death of your boy. Susan Doyle, thanks indeed, Susan. Thanks for alerting us to that. 51551 joe@rte.ie.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.